We're on the road, me and the missus. One destination in Arizona to meet up with old friends in Sedona. The rest, well, like I said, it's a road trip. Side trip's welcome. Kind of the way the missus and me fell in love on the road. A backpacking trip that ended with premature snow in the Bighorns, then morphed into a Mexico detour. We stayed on the Columbia River Gorge last night, next to an incredibly weathered Indian church and houses. A village, I guess. Brown, tilted, and barely standing. Its own museum next to the Bonneville Lock and Dam. South and north were two fishing platforms where the tribe netted salmon before the dams destroyed their harvests. A skeletal reminder of a slow genocide most history books omit. Traveling the byways is an unfurling history lesson, especially if you drive with an historian riding shotgun. We're running the east side of the Cascades, dodging snow, high plains drifting, cutting east across roads a mile high with no traffic or services for vast distances. You want to know what I think America is? Clue. It's not Trump. It's not politics. It's not the Japanese internment camps we passed in Tule Lake. It's this wilderness that stretches beyond anyone's view, this sea-to-sea purpled majesty, a continent that rolls and heaves and manages after centuries to remain wild and free. Yeah, corny stuff. Until you hike it, or drive it, or simply stand in awe of it. I love this country. Let me say it again. I love this insane country. People ask me why we don't visit Paris or Beijing, why we don't travel the world. My answer is, I want to see Death Valley. I want to go to the Everglades. I won't be happy till we've gone to see the ancient bristlecone pine forest. I don't care so much to stand in line to see the Parthenon or the Louvre. Sure, they'd be great, fabulous, swell. But I'd rather see the Appalachians in the fall. Big Sur any time. Mount Rainier again soon. You can have your cities, all of them. I have a love affair with America, the land. We're on a road trip to see what we haven't seen before and a few places worth returning to. It's a second honeymoon, a third, maybe a 25th. The missus is with me and I'm in seventh heaven. Heaven, I hope, if I believe in fairy tales, will look a lot like this.